Thank you for subscribing and listening to the CERT News Podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the March issue of the CERT News that is located at www.unf.edu/CERT/newsletters.
Within moments of meeting Dr. Caroline Guardino, you sense her passion for teaching and research in deaf education. But students don't meet this faculty member in a traditional sense. They interact with her online in her deaf education courses, where she transcends virtual boundaries to create meaningful relationships and learning experiences by combining strategies in design, communication, and technology. You don't need to sit in your office to be productive and interact with students, Guardino says. She welcomes online students with a personal introduction video and incorporates icebreaker bio poems to establish authenticity and realness. As the semester continues, Guardino sends announcements about the course content and assignments and to share fun news, such as her Post Malone Halloween costume. Such efforts cultivate Guardino's instructor presence and humanize the virtual classroom as a space where students connect with their learning and each other. Beyond her Canvas course, Guardino hosts synchronous meetings in the College of Education Distance Learning Classroom, where she uses video conferences to extend student learning and interactions. When her students were learning about troubleshooting technological hearing devices, Guardino used the telepresence room to collaborate with a Nemours audiologist to provide a virtual lecture and physical interaction with the equipment. Students also interact with parents of deaf and hard of hearing children in this telepresence space. The online family panel actually increased participation because there was no need for parents to come to campus, Guardino says. I've been impressed with the extent to which technology has kept me connected with my students, she says. The only thing I cannot do is give them a real-life hug. I save those for students who ask for them when I physically see them on campus. She notes that students seem to prefer virtual environments. Students have visited me more often in my virtual office than in my office on campus, she says. I think students feel safer because the virtual space is part of this generation's lifestyle. I can also make myself available beyond normal office hours because my virtual office can be accessed from anywhere at any time. Guardino continues to innovate her courses through online course design quality reviews, and she has eliminated textbook costs through the OER initiative. She also plans to make her content freely available to instructors. There's a huge need for professional development in this area, and my goal is to disseminate what I've developed to better prepare teachers who work with students who are deaf and diverse, she comments. The limitations that you may perceive with distance learning are only in your mind, Guardino stresses. I've had to prove that to myself time and time again this year. Everything I did in the classroom, I've been able to successfully replicate online, including student engagement. You'd be surprised. When you open your mind to distance learning, the possibilities seem unlimited.
This is Deb Miller, Assistant Vice President for Digital Learning, and in this edition of CERT News, I want to share a little information about the ECAR study. Every year, the EDUCAUSE Center for Educational Analysis and Research conducts research related to undergraduate students and information technology. This is called the ECAR study. The goal is to understand the student perspective on how technology impacts their academic experiences. The 2019 study was based on responses from more than 53,000 students at 160 unique institutions. Key findings included a strong preference by students for blended learning experiences that incorporate both face-to-face and online learning activities. While students appear to value the spontaneous interactions that can occur in face-to-face conferences and lectures, they would also like to see professors increase the use of technologies that engage students in those conversations, such as Socrative, which is available through CERT. Unlike traditional hardware-based clickers, cloud-based tools like Socrative allow students to use their own devices, another expressed preference. Students also reported that tech-based support for students with disabilities needs improvement. CERT offers a variety of resources that help faculty ensure that their instructional materials are accessible, including captioning for instructional media. Visit our Canvas accessibility page to learn more and to access services, and plan to attend April workshops on accessibility. CERT's new coordinator of accessibility, Wendy Pogue, has a great piece in this newsletter about how accessibility can boost engagement for all learners. Video is a powerful tool for communicating with students and engaging them with course content. Canvas Studio is a tool that allows instructors to not only easily publish video in their courses, but also to embed quizzes and commenting directly into the video timeline. Studio also provides insights that allow instructors to see which individual students viewed the entire media file and/or skip segments. To support accessibility, Studio provides an automatic captioning service. Instructional designer Laura Jackson has a piece in this newsletter on using Canvas Studio to boost engagement, and Andy Rush has a piece that explores additional Studio features and options for creating content in CERT's Video Studio.
Best practices online, using Canvas Studio to increase learner engagement. Laura Jackson, instructional designer. Learning is not a spectator sport. Chickering and Ehrman, 1996, page 3. One way to get students off of the proverbial sidelines and into the game in an online course is through the use of Canvas Studio. Canvas Studio functions as a repository for self-created and YouTube videos that can be added to a course. While using videos is a great first step towards a more engaging online course, how can we get students to watch the videos or even know if they are watching them? Keep reading to learn about the features of Canvas Studio that instructors can utilize to answer these questions and more. Embedding videos. One way to increase engagement is by making content easily accessible on pages within Canvas. After adding videos to Studio, you can embed the videos on content pages that can be organized within modules. Studio videos can also be embedded in announcements to provide an additional way for students to engage with you visually. Commenting feature. When you embed Studio videos, you can allow comments, which creates a space underneath the embedded video for students to leave time-coded comments and questions. Using this feature creates an opportunity for engagement with the content, the instructor, and each other. If you want to use this feature, include instructions above the video telling students how they should engage with the content, i.e., respond to questions posed in the video. The comments left in this area are visible to everyone in the course, similar to a discussion forum. Canvas Studio Video Quiz. Another way to increase engagement using Canvas Studio is to take advantage of the new Video Quiz feature, which provides a way to check in with students as they watch a particular video. While the commenting feature provides a forum for students to discuss the content, the quiz feature provides a way to individually assess students' comprehension of the content using time-coded questions throughout the video. Instructors also have the option to add points to each question and include the video quiz in the gradebook. Learner analytics. Often instructors wonder how much their students are even engaged in their course. In Studio, you can see Insights, which reports how much of each video individual students have viewed. As you review the insights, consider the following questions. What is the purpose of the video? Is the goal to present the content from the readings in an alternative format, or is there novel content being presented? If students are only watching the first 10 minutes of lecture videos, can you break down the topics into 5 to 10 minute videos? Captions. Finally, a key component of learner engagement is ensuring accessibility. Canvas Studio provides an automatic captioning service, or you can request transcripts for videos you've already recorded using the transcript request form link. If you have questions or want assistance using Canvas Studio, contact CERT's instructional design team.
Digital Thinking, Canvas Studio. Andy Rush, Course Media Developer. When UNF adopted Canvas in 2016, it also transitioned from the ShareStream video service to Canvas Studio, formerly ARC, for instructional video content. Studio is a robust video platform, and this article will highlight some of its capabilities and unique services that CERT offers to faculty for video creation and publication. From the beginning, it was obvious that Instructure, the makers of Canvas, understood how a video repository should work, like YouTube. Eventually, they added drag-and-drop simplicity, meaning you could drag a file from your computer into your studio space to upload it. Videos are private while they're in a user's studio until they're added to a course as content, but videos can also be shared with a public link or via email. Canvas introduced a built-in screen recorder. Anyone familiar with Screencast-O-Matic will recognize it, which allowed users to create screencasts on the fly in Canvas. You could even record from your webcam for a quick video or add your webcam video to your screencast. One last feature worth mentioning is video quizzes. Instructors can upload a video and create a quiz based on the video content. Currently in Canvas Studio, users can add any length video up to 10 gigabytes in size. In the early days, the limit was 500 megabytes. You can add YouTube videos to your studio space as well. When we say add, it's actually an embedded video linked to the original video on YouTube. So if you've uploaded video to your YouTube in the past, you don't have to re-upload it to Canvas Studio. Just add the YouTube link. For that matter, any video that is publicly available on YouTube can be added to your studio. Users of Canvas Studio should also be aware that this isn't just for video. You can upload audio files as well. While it doesn't offer a full-fledged podcast platform, Faculty Domains does that, you can upload any audio recordings that you record in your office, at home, or in class. You can also take advantage of our sound booth to produce very high-quality audio recordings and then have CERT upload them to your studio space. Speaking of CERT uploading files to faculty studio space, we will also upload your video for you. So, as an example, if you borrow a camcorder from CERT and make your video recording, then you will bring it back, we will upload that video to your studio space, and even place it in your Canvas course. So if you want to record a review session, make a lecture available to students who missed a class, or record student presentations, CERT will place those videos in Canvas so that they are available for publishing in your courses. CERT will even help you with closed captions and transcriptions for your video. There's so much more to Canvas Studio than we can write about in this space, so we've included links to some useful resources. You can view those links in the online version of the newsletter at unf.edu/cert/newsletters. If you need more information about using video in your Canvas course, please contact CERT at 904-620-3927 or email certlab@unf.edu. That's CIRTLAB@unf.edu.
Thank you for listening. For questions or comments, please visit us on the web. Have a great day.